ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭಾಗಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭಾಗಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭಾಗಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಗಿರ್ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾಮ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರಿ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲವಾಗಿರ್ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲವಾಗಿರ್ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲವಾಗಿರ್ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲವಾಗಿರ್ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಾಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Jai Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai, Jai Jagannata, Jai Jagannata, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Shri Radhe, Jai Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad, Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Jai Gurudev, Gurudev, Jai Jai
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभाचार्य अशिष्ट शिष्यमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नाम आचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय युग धर्म हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय शिष्य गौर निताय की जय शिष्य जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय शिष्य राधा वल्लभ की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. ओम ज्ञान तिम्रंधस्य जनंजना शलाकाय चाक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वयं पदांतिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुं सीदुपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहाग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बितं च पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदमयाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत सिनेमा हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी ब्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये Everybody together. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी गोन रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 7 8 एंड 9 I'm going to read the text 7 and 8 and we're going to chant together 9. ॐ नमो भागवते महापुरुषाय महानुभावाय महाविभूतिप्रताय सह महाविभूतिभिः बलिम् उपाहार रामिति अनेन आहार आहारा मत्रे न विष्णु अवाहन नहनाग्रह पद्योपाश्पार सनह स्नानवाशः उपावितः विशु शानः गंधपुष्पदूप दीपोपाहारादि उपाचारन सुमा सुसामः हितोपाहते Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My Lord Vishnu, full of six opulences, you are the best of all enjoyers and most powerful. O husband of Mother Lakshmi, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You who are accompanied by many associates such as Vaksena, I offer all the paraphernalia for worshipping you. Once you chant this mantra every day with great attention while worshipping Lord Vishnu, with all paraphernalia such as water for washing his feet, hands and mouth, and water for his bath. One must offer him various presentations for his worship, such as garments, a sacred thread, ornaments, scents, flowers, incense, and lamp. Did I read the right verse? Yeah. This mantra is very important. Anyone engaged in deity worship should chant this mantra, as quoted above, beginning with Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya. Text number 8. Harif se shaham cha juhu yad anale dvahadhasha huti Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahabhibhuti Pataye Sevaheti Translation, Sukhda Goswami continued, After worshipping the Lord with all paraphernalia mentioned above, one should chant the following mantra while offering 12 oblations of ghee on the sacred fire. Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahabhibhuti Pate Swaha. Now we're going to read text 9 together. Striyam Vishnum Cha Brada Asisam Prabhava Ubhau Bhaktaya सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वः सम्पदः स्त्रियं विष्णु च वरादव अशीषं प्रभाव उद्भव भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वसम्पदा स्त्रियं विष्णुं च वरद अशीषं प्रभाव उबहु भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वसम्पदा श्रियं विष्णुं च वारद अशीषं प्रभाव उबहु भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वसम्पदा प्रियं भक्षु च भवं अशीषं च बभूबहु भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वसम्पदा श्रियं विष्णु च वराव उशीषं प्रभाव उबहु भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि सर्वसम्पदा श्रियं विष्णुं च वराद अशीषं प्रभाव उबहु भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं यदि चेत् सर्वसम्पदा मतजी श्रियं विष्णु च वरद अशीषं प्रभाव उभौ भक्त्या सम्पूजयन् नित्यं अजीते स सर्वसम्पदा श्रियं द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून विष्णु लॉर्ड विष्णु च एंड वरादाउ द बेस्टुअर ऑफ बेनेडिक्शंस अशीषम ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स प्रभाव द सोर्स उभौ बौथ Bhaktaya with devotion, Sampujayat should worship Nityam daily, Yadi, if, Ichat, desires, Sarva, all, Sampada, opulences. Translation by Prabhupada. If one desires all opulences, his duty is to daily worship Lord Vishnu with his wife Lakshmi. With great devotion, one should worship him according to the above-mentioned process. Lord Vishnu and the Goddess of Fortune are an intimately powerful combination. They are the bestowers of all benedictions and the sources of all good fortunes. Therefore, the duty of everyone is to worship Lakshmi Narayan. Purport. Lakshmi Narayan, Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi are always situated in everyone's heart. Ishwe sarva bhutanam hirdese arjun tithisthati. However, because non-devotees do not realize that Lord Vishnu stays with his eternal consort, Lakshmi, within the heart of all living entities, they are not endowed with the opulence of the Lord Vishnu. Unscriptious men sometimes address a poor man as Daridra Narayan. or Pua Narayan. This is very unscientific. Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi are always situated in everyone's heart. But this does not mean that everyone is Narayan, especially not those in poverty. This is the most abominable terms to use in connection with Narayan. Narayan never becomes poor, and therefore he can never be called the Ridra Narayan. Narayan is certainly situated in everyone's heart, but he is neither poor nor rich. Only unscrupulous men who do not know the opulence of Narayan try to afflict him with poverty. Hare Krishna. So we have been reading, this is the last chapter of the sixth canto, and in this we are so far, just a brief update so that we can see that Aditi is very upset with Lord Indra. And see, what she wants to do is she wants to take revenge. And what does she do? Not Aditi, Diti, right? So she wants to take revenge. So what does she do? She pleases her husband very nicely. And who is the husband? So once he gets pleased, he says, okay, you can take any benediction. And then at that time, she discloses that she wants to kill Indra. So you have to be very careful, you know, how you deal with people, because we don't know what their intentions are. Kashyapa Muni was very upset with what she was trying to do. But what he did was, he said, okay, I don't want to kill Indra. I don't want her to kill Indra, because Indra is a great devotee of the Lord. And you can't just kill anybody, you know. Everybody has to live a certain duration of life. And the demigods live for a very long time. You know how long they live for? 10,000 years according to their time. And what is their one day equivalent to? 6 months of our time. So a day and night of theirs is 1 year. You multiply that by 365, right? So 365 becomes one of the year, and then you multiply by 10,000, that becomes their life duration. So you can't just take somebody's life. That's why it says that if Krishna wants to protect you, somebody, no one can kill you, and if Krishna wants to kill somebody, no one can protect him. So when it is your duration of time, you know, when it is your time to go, then only you can go. So this is why it's very important that we should not take somebody's life. Now I was reading somewhere where Srila Prabhupada is saying, you know, this is a touchy subject, you know, that a soul has taken shelter of a womb of a mother for a period of 9 months, right? So it's just like you know, you get a house, you go to a house and you live in there and somebody tries to kick you out. How will that make you feel? You don't know, you know. So that's how it feels when actually there's abortion and things like this. So we should be very careful in things like that. Everybody has a duration of life. Everybody has a chance to live, and we should let them live like that. And this is why one of the principles is that we do not eat meat, fish and things like that, just purely because we want to be compassionate against other living entities. Everyone has a right to live. We should not take that chance away. So, Diti is planning how to kill Indra. Now, why did she want to kill Indra? Because the actual person who killed her sons were? Who were the sons? Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And who killed them? Varadev and Narsingadev. But who went to them? You know, because they are creating so many problems. So the demigods went to them. And in charge of the demigods is Indra. So she said, okay, let's kill Indra. And Muni didn't want to actually have him killed. So what did he do? He planned out, let's engage him in devotional service for 1 year. So this is the power of devotional service. And the mantra chanting here is, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Mahabhidhu Pate Swaha. So this is the mantra she is chanting. She is glorifying Lord Vishnu. So what happens is that this is the power of devotional service. This is the lesson we learn from this. How powerful devotional service is. So it doesn't matter what kind of desires you have, if you start doing devotional service, it starts clearing you. And once you get cleared, and in the end, if you, I think in the last chapter where it says, she became so happy that the sons did not kill Indra but became very friendly with Indra. Because in the beginning, she was not pure. In the end, by finishing this for after 1 year, she became pure. And when she became pure, her whole mood completely changed. Does that make sense? So this is the purpose of doing devotional service. In this, Prabhupada talks about deity worship. You know, this is, he says, you should chant this mantra while you are doing deity worship. Now, as what Srila Prabhupada said is that for ISKCON, two things are very important. One is deity worship. These are like two tracks. One is deity worship and the other one is preaching. So deity worship, preaching, you know, preaching basically means doing Harinam, you know, doing chanting, book distribution. Prabhupada has expanded this in much, much bigger way. But deity worship is very particular. I was listening to Ramaswamy Maharaj and he was saying that deity worship is, you have to do it right. You have to be very careful. And it's only done by Brahmins. Why Brahmins do it? Because Brahmins means purity. And when you do deity worship, you need purity of outside and inside both. Because there are certain mantras that are chanted that are only can be chanted by Brahmins. So you should come to their life. Just like he was saying that when we drink water, if you touch the glass to the mouth, then your hand gets contaminated. You have to wash your hand. That's why you pour the water. This is how you people drink, if you see. So we learn a lot of things that they do. If you touch your mouth, you have to wash it. You should touch your mouth only to eat something, you know, or wash your mouth, that's it. Otherwise, every time. But we don't have all this cleanliness. So deity worship is very particular. And the other thing he was mentioning is that, he said that people have deities at home and they do not install it. And they think it's all right. So when they do worship him, right, they do offering to him, Krishna is there for the day. You don't worship him, next day Krishna is gone. Is that right? Isn't that the mentality? When you have a deity, they are there. Install or not install, as soon as you start worshipping them, they are there, Krishna is there. So we should be all careful, all of those things. And in this verse, the verse we just spoke about, it is clearly said that when we worship, the other thing we realize is that from this verse, I didn't even realize it until now, when we talk about the super soul, we always talk about Vishnu, right? Or the super soul on his own. This verse shows that he is always with Lakshmi. So he's not alone there. And he says, those people who worship him alone, worship Vishnu alone, they don't get any opulence. So what happens is that, how do you know Lakshmi is there? Where is the residence of Lakshmi as far as Narayan is concerned? There's a golden line here, right? On the right side, am I right? And that's the residence of Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi is always there. And what does Lakshmi signifies? Opulence. Right? So when you're worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, if you're worshipping together, what does Lakshmi do? She provides all the opulences. And this is where the devotees, sometime when they worship Lakshmi Narayan, they become very rich. They become wealthy. Wealth doesn't only mean, you know, devotees are always wealthy. Isn't that right? But when we say wealth, what do we think of? Money. But is that the only wealth? You know, what does devotees say? What kind of wealth they have? They have wealth of renunciation. Devotees are not attached to too many things. Isn't that right? Look at brahmachari, simple life, you know, 2-3 dhotis, you know, a simple life. Sannyasis, same thing. Right? They also get fame. Look at the devotees, you know. You know, Prabhupada is famous all over the world. Who is more famous than Prabhupada? Wealth-wise, what did Srila, how much Srila Prabhupada take when he went to US? How much money did he take with him? 40 rupees. $8 or something at that time. You know, 12 years later, what did Prabhupada have? Hundreds of temples all over the world, hundreds of cars and everything. He was probably the richest man in the world at that time. He had servants who would do anything for him. Isn't that right? Devotees could, if you can find one person who could give their life for you, you are very, you know, yours. And Prabhupada had so many. They took so much risk. You know, devotees in, for example, Russia, you know, when Srila Prabhupada there for one day, he went preached to one person. He stayed in the prison for so long, still preaching. You know, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to China. You know, at that time when he went there, if you get caught, you go into jail. They used to go and do programs in the hotels. They'll cook in the toilet. There's no water there. And they do small yagnas. And when they stand and the fire smoke comes, somebody comes, they kick them out, you know. That's it. They never are allowed to go to that hotel again. Then they go to the next one. And any moment they have, if they get caught, they get into jail and that's it. You don't hear about them. This is the kind of risk they took. Whom they took it for? Srila Prabhupada. Isn't that right? Now you listen to our, even, you know, we are thinking about, okay, these are senior devotees. You listen to, when you listen to these initial devotees, the early devotees in Melbourne, you too, just one day when you have time, sit down with Achyut Rupa Mataji and ask what they did when they were doing big distribution. They may all went to jail. Most of the people. They used to be chased by the town councilmen all over the place. You listen to them, how much risk they took. So when you have time, you know, you look at, we have got it all easy. The temple is built, the deities are here, the kitchen is there, the prasadam is nice. You know, when they had the Radha Damodar party, you heard of that Radha Damodar party? The biggest book distribution, they used to sleep in the bus. You know how they used to sleep? There was no space. They sleep one person head, the other side, the other one this way, so they can fit more people. One this way, one there. Packed tight. One person tends, everyone has to tend. They were packed like sardines there. Yeah, that's how it was. They park somewhere. It's winter. The lakes are frozen. They make a hole. They take water out and they have a bath early in the morning. We find to have a, unless we have a hot shower, we can't take a bath now, right? Isn't that right? In the beginning, same thing. They didn't have a hot shower. You ask them, you know. A small room, everybody was living. Everything was small at that time. So many devotees, so many sacrifices has been made. And this is what a devotee has. People who are prepared to give their life. Who is more richer than that? Isn't that right? This is the wealth of the devotee. So when you worship Lakshmi Narayan, if you worship just Narayan, then you don't get the opulence. If you worship Lakshmi Narayan, you get this opulence. So this is the first stage, you get opulence. And sometimes this is also a catch of devotional service because Maya still is testing you. At that time, if you start using all those opulence for your own sense gratification, then you fall back to where you were before you started devotional service. So at no point you should forget that whatever is coming from Lakshmi Devi. And whom it should be used for? Worship of Narayan. You should never forget that. So devotee, you know, as soon as they become devotees, Prabhuji, can you move a, can you sit on a chair? Because you're facing your back to the deities and that's offensive. I don't want you to, please give him a chair. See, this is, when you have DTs, you have to be careful. These are the offenses we can create. These are things that can set us back. So it's also important, as those who know, to tell those who don't know, you know. It's very important. This is how we help each other. So we have to be very careful that whatever we have, we use it in Krishna's service. We should never forget that whatever we have got at that time, and people, you see, devotees become very rich. There was a devotee in Russia who got this idea, right? Okay, so he started a business. And he said, whatever I make, 50%, I'll give it to the temple, to ISKCON. And from beginning, his business became very successful. So everything, he was 50%, he was very strict like that, right? The more he was giving, the more he was getting. His father was under devotee. He said, oh, this does work. So he said, okay, I'm going to start giving 50% as well. So he's not a devotee, but he started giving 50%, right? And then he realized that his business was going up really well. And then he says, okay, the more I'm giving, the more I'll give more than 50%, you know. So this is the power of when you're worshipping Lakshmi Narayan rather than just Lakshmi or just Narayan, this is what happens. Then at the next stage is, once you get all this opulence, then what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundrim, na kavitam, ba jagatis kame. I don't want any of this. All I want is your devotional service. So that's the next level. Once you get to that level, then you are safe. But in the beginning, when you have all these opulences, if you don't understand that whatever is coming, you know, it is by the mercy of the Lord, it is to be used in the service, you can easily be sidetracked. Does that make sense? Yeah. The other thing it is said here is that some people think, or it was Mahatma Gandhi, I think he was the one who started, he started calling the poor people as Daridya Narayan. Daridya means poor. Right? How can Narayan be poor? You know, millions of, you know, Brahma Samhita says millions and millions of Lakshmis are worshipping, not only one. So how can he be poor? So this is another terminology that is misused. You know, Narayan can never be poor. Narayan is Narayan. He is, you know, and we cannot be Narayan. This is another concept. He's saying everybody is Narayan. This is a Mayavadi concept. So we have to, this is another thing we have to understand, that there's three different energies. One is Krishna himself, the internal energy, the external energy, and the marginal energy. We are marginal energy. What does marginal means? It can stay in either of those two places. So if you become a devotee of Krishna, if you become pure, we are with Krishna in the spiritual world. And if we want to, we are envious of Krishna, we want to enjoy separate from Krishna, then we come into the material world. So these are the, we have to understand this, we have to understand our position. So whatever we have, we should use it in Krishna's service. Then it doesn't matter whether you are in the material world or in the spiritual world, you know, you become spiritual. For example, iron is iron, but if you put it in fire, what does it become? It acts like fire. It has the same quality as fire. So when we use ourselves in the service of the Lord, then we become spiritual heirs. Because wherever Krishna is, there is no Maya. So if you are with Krishna, if you are serving Him, Krishna, how can Maya be there? Does that make sense? So if you spiritualize yourself, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? When you are chanting, we are with Krishna. We are on the spiritual platform. We are not anywhere in the material platform. Srila Prabhupada said, this temple, all the temples where deities are worshipped because it's associated with Krishna, this is His preferred area. These are all spiritual places. This is why you hear or you different people come to the temple for the first time and they say, I can't believe it, there's a different energy here. My brother-in-law used to come, he says, I have never felt so much peace in a place like this. So, because it's spiritual, Maya does not come, the anxiety goes away. So then there is happiness in there, there's bliss in there. We, As I said, I've been in the movement for about 30 years, more than 30 years. And up till now, I always said that, okay, in the heart is Vishnu, right? But in this verse today, I realized that actually Lakshmi is there. But we don't realize this. But Srila Prabhupada knows that. And that's why Prabhupada has given us, everywhere you go in the temple, right? If you go to India, a lot of places they worship only Krishna, am I right? There is no Lakshmi there, or just, you know, Ram without Sita. But what did Prabhupada give us? Radha Krishna everywhere. Isn't that right? Shakti and Shaktiman. We can't separate the two. Sita, Ram. Not only Sita. If you want just Lakshmi, there's a lot of people just worship Lakshmi. Am I right? Lakshmi Mandir? Right? What is their mentality? They are like Ravana. Isn't that right? What did Ravana want? He wanted Sita. He didn't want Ram. Do you think Ravana was a good person? No, right? Was his mentality right? And if we do the same thing then, we are no different from him. Isn't that right? So we have to be like Hanuman. What did Hanuman want? Sita and Ram to be together. And Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully given us Radha and Krishna, so we don't have to worry about all those things. Without realizing, we have been worshipping them together. So this is the power of pure devotees. They give you something that you don't even realize. You know, this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How powerful this mantra is. What does the Shastra say? You chant one times Ram, how much is equivalent to when you chant? 1,000 name of Vishnu. Right? You chant one time Krishna, is 3 times equivalent to Ram, or 3,000 times Vishnu. So how many times do we chant Krishna's name in the Maha Mantra? 4 times, right? So that's equivalent to 12 times Ram, right? And then how many times we chant Ram? 4 times, so that's 16 times. Isn't that right? Now that's 16. So when we chant the mantra, forget about Hare, we're not even there yet, you know. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, just Krishna and Ram is equivalent to chanting 16,000 times of Vishnu. Do you understand what Prabhupada has given us? Now you chant one mantra. Now 16,000 times 100 is how much? More than a million, right? 1.6 million. You chant one mala, you have chanted more than a million times of Vishnu. You chant to 16 mala, you have done 16 million, more than 16 million. Isn't that right? This is what Prabhupada has given us, and every day we chant this Maha Mantra. Without realizing, we have got the best. And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, anybody who joins ISKCON, who chants this mantra, you know, who becomes a follower of this sampradaya, they get Braj Bhakti, because Braj Bhakti is the highest of all the bhaktis. And we chant Hare Krishna, you know. Hare Krishna, this mantra has many meanings. Once you get into more detail, Hare Krishna, for example, one of the things is that when you are chanting this mantra, there are 8 pairs of name. Each pair signifies each of the kal. You know, Astakal, have you heard of that? The eight different time zone for Krishna. What is the first one? What time does it start? 3:36 to 6 o'clock. So that's the first time. That's the first. That's when we wake the deities up, when we do Mangal Arati. Next one is 6 to 8:36. So that's the next one. Then it goes to 10:36, then 3:36 in the afternoon, like that. So there are different divisions. So each of these Hare Krishna signifies different. And it is explained, you know, first Krishna, we've got Hare and Krishna, they're together. So in the morning, Radha and Krishna are together, right? After Ras Leela, they're in one of the kunjas there. Then the next one is Hare Krishna, Radharani is cooking, Krishna is there. What is the third time? 8:36, what does Krishna do at that time? What does he do? He takes the cows, right? Who is with him? The cowherd boys. Is Radharani with him? So it's Krishna, Krishna. So Radharani is saying, Krishna, Krishna. Doesn't make sense? And then, midday, they meet together. Hare Hare, so Radharani, you know, Krishna says, Hare Hare, come Radharani, you know. Then the same thing like that. If you look at that each time, if you understand it, there's separation and union like that. So depending on what time you are chanting, just like we are chanting now, this is almost, you know, this is almost time for Krishna to go and hide the cows. Right? 8:36, 8:38, he lives like that. You know, so this is the time of separation because Krishna is going, everybody is following him. Does that make sense? You know, they're going to actually let Krishna go. And every day is the same story because everybody forgets what happened the day before. And Yashoda Maya is, you know, doing all those auspicious things, so Krishna is protected. She's telling all the friends, make sure you look after him, make sure you protect him, you stay in front of Krishna. You know, the Krishna is, oh, there's so many demons and like that. So every day, same thing is happening. She hugs Krishna and then he goes and brings Krishna and it's like this. And finally Krishna says, you know, Mata, go, you know. I'll have to go and look after the cows. So there's so much separation at that time. The gopis are standing there. They become like statues. The mind is taken by Krishna. The body is left behind. And they only are able to do whatever they are able to do because of Krishna's mercy, by the will of Krishna. Otherwise they are gone. So this is how powerful this mantra is. So if you understand, if you read about this Astaka Leela, while you are chanting, you will be able to actually meditate much, much better. And this is what Srila Prabhupada is. This is the wealth a pure devotee has. What is more greater than that? How much knowledge Srila Prabhupada had? Now he wrote these books. What he wrote in 1240, whatever, you know, you can't imagine, you know. So much knowledge, you know, so much. Almost all the verses has his own purport, which I was listening to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He said it's more important than the verses, you know, because this is what is explaining how to understand those verses. This is the ecstasy of a devotee. And Prabhupada used to read his own books. Isn't that right? Prabhupada said, I didn't even write it. I'm still learning from it. When you give classes, you say things, you know, things come out and you wonder, you know, where did that come from? Or something just clicks in your mind, you know, when you are preaching. It's just like, you know, Krishna gives knowledge and he gives forgetfulness. So the more you do all this, the more you preach, the more you do DTOship, you know, more you associate with the devotees, the more realization you have got. And the more you realize, the more advanced you become, the more purity comes. But at every time, you have to realize that whatever you are going through, as a devotee, it is the best for you. Whether you are sick or you are, you know, regardless, you always think, why is Krishna putting me through this? Because he has a higher purpose. You don't understand what is happening. There were some issues in the Los Angeles temple and Srila Prabhupada had to leave. This is early days. And he asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj to take. Then he went to India. And then on his final days, he was talking to Srila Gurudev because he was his personal servant. Whatever he'll open his heart to, he said, When I was living in LA, I didn't understand. Why was I built such a nice temple? I had such nice deities. I had everything. You know, finally I was successful that we opened a center there. You know? Why was Rukmani Dwarkadesh, am I right? Why did they send me away? He said, now I understand. Krishna wanted me to give me a bigger temple. He wanted to give me a temple in Vrindavan. So this is how we have to see our life. Whatever we are going through, it is the best for you. Because we need to go through. I was talking to somebody today and the husband is sick, he has back problem. I said, we need to go through this. If everything was good, why would want to leave this place? So when devotees start suffering, you start thinking two ways. Either I did something wrong a lot, which is we are suffering for that, or the other is that my time is getting closer. Krishna is saying, okay, get ready, you know. Isn't that right? Isn't there a prayer that, please Krishna, take me when I'm still able to think about you, rather than when I'm drowning in my own mikos. You know, so this is very important. We have to see Krishna's hand in everywhere. Especially in your life, you should see Krishna's hand in everything. And whatever you have, you should use in Krishna's service. And when you think, you always worship Krishna and his Shakti. You know, Radha Krishna together. Don't try to worship Krishna on its own. Don't try to worship Lakshmi on her own. Don't be like Ravana. Be like Hanuman. Okay. So, any comments, any questions? Hare Krishna.
You were saying how we should be ready to do anything for the Lord, and we should be ready to serve Him using our mind, body and soul. But we see in the past time of when Lord Krishna was having a severe headache, Narad Muni, he goes to the queens of Dwarka and asks them for dust from their lotus feet. But then the queens weren't ready to give the dust from their lotus feet. So then how are they counted as devotees of the Lord?
I didn't say what you asked me, but I know what you are asking. So how they are devotees? There are different levels of devotees. So there are two kinds of devotees. Devotees who worship Krishna in awe and reverence, and devotees who worship Krishna in sweetness, madhurya ras. Okay? So in Vaikuntha, where Lord Narayan is, everybody worships him in awe and reverence. Everybody knows that Narayan is God. So if Narayan is God, you can't do things to him. You know, just like, you know, if you have respect for somebody, right? Just like, okay, let's give you a simple example, right? There's a king, right? We treat him with so much respect. We can't go and just joke with him, right? Because we know his position. But what about his family members? What about his wife? What about his children that sit on his lap? Isn't that right? So similarly, depending on the mood of worship, how you treat. So in Dwarka, they have a little bit of both. But everybody knows Krishna is God there. So all the queens, they don't see themselves equal to Krishna. They see they are servant of Krishna. And then how can they put the dust of their feet on Krishna's head? But they are devotees. Devotees means one who is devoted to Krishna. But there are different ways of worshipping Krishna. But in Vrindavan, does anybody know Krishna is God? Even Krishna himself forgets he's God, you know. That's why he's crying when Mother Yashoda shows him the stick. Isn't that right? So they don't care. And because they love Krishna so much, they don't care about it. Now what is the difference between the queens in Dwarka? They knew if they did that, Krishna's head will get better. But where will they end up? In hell. Right? Because they have to, you know, it's an offensive thing. So similarly, when we worship the deities, the same way. There's so much, you know, you have to be very careful how you do it. I heard from someone that in the early days when Subhag Maharaj, you know Subhag Maharaj? He's one of Prabhupada's disciples, Bengali disciple, if I'm right. He was worshipping, he's been here a few times. He was worshipping in London. And you know when you dress the deity, you got the pins, and he pricks in and wondered the Lord came, what are you doing, you know? Why are you hating me? So these are not just deities, they are persons. But we don't realize that. So you have to be very, very careful. Right? But what about the gopis? They chastise him. They tell him off. You know, the friends eat first and say, oh, this is nice, Krishna, try this. You know, that's why Brahma got confused. But the main reason why Krishna performed this pastime, you know what is the main reason? Because the queens were thinking, you know, we are saving him so nicely. We are doing everything for him. But why does he always think about the gopis? Why is he always chanting Radharani's name? See? So, we have to be very, very careful. Right? How we worshipping. We are not at that stage now. But Krishna wanted to show the greatness of his devotees. So he said this, when Narad Muni went to the gopis, they said, and see, this is the messy. This is how messy what that pastime has done for us. We should always thank Krishna for having a headache, you know. And I'll tell you why. Because what happened? They said, take dust. And then they started jumping wherever there was dust. And they made a big pile of it and said, Narad Muni, take everything. Next time Krishna has headache, he just put it on. You don't have to run back. He doesn't have to wait for that long. And that the tilak we put is from the same place. It's the same dust. So if it wasn't for that, we won't have this gopi chandan. Isn't that right? But what is happening is pastimes are happening. Krishna is trying to do a lot of things in one pastime. One, he was saying, okay, how do devotees worship him? What is the position of Dwarka Basis to Braj Basis? What is the position of a gopi to a queen of Krishna, queen of Vasudev Krishna? The other is so that we can have this chandan and we can always have the dust of the gopis on our head. Because they are the best of the devotees. Worshipping Krishna, Lord Shiva says to Parvati, worshipping Vishnu is the highest. But higher than worshipping Vishnu is worshipping his devotees. So by just putting tilak every day, you know, chanting Krishna's name, putting the dust of the gopis on your forehead, what happens to this body? This body becomes Vrindavan. Isn't that right? This body becomes temple. You think about it, you know. This body is not an ordinary thing anymore. No? And everything in Vrindavan, what should it be used for? Krishna's service. So that's how we should put on your tilak, you take your bath, whatever we have, you use your body, mind and words, everything in Krishna's service. And that's what Srila Prabhupada says. This is very high. If you look at, you know, just a few things, you know, what each of the mantra means. You know, chanting Krishna's name once destroys more sins than you can commit. Isn't that right? And every time we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But you should do it with faith. You should know this. We should have this knowledge. One of the offenses is not to have complete faith in the Vedic scriptures. This is coming from the Vedas. We should have complete faith in this. That it does happen. Make sense? Any other comments? Any other question? Thik? Yes, bro.
Thank you. that we should donate whatever we earn, like in something like what we can comfortably. But while we do that, there is like a pinch of ego, or you can say that expectation that we will get double, for example. That you're saying that if he gave like a Russian devotee 50%, he got more back. So how do we like not think about that and try just to serve?
It's better to give with that mentality than not to give at all. So that's the first thing. By giving, you purify your effort. Prabhupada says that by doing 50%, giving 50%, then you purify whatever you are doing in Krishna consciousness. To understand that, you have to understand, are you married?
Yeah.
You got children?
Yeah.
Now if you give something to your child, it's your birthday, right? You give him $100 to buy you a gift. Right? He buys something nice for you and he gives it to you. Now, if he thinks that is his money, he gave it to you, is that the right mentality? What is the right mentality?
It's like for the kid,
the father gave it and I have returned it to the father. So we have to think same way. Krishna has given us everything and we are just giving it to him. So if you understand this, this is why I was saying, at every time you have to understand, you have to keep this in mind, that whatever you are getting is from Krishna. And all we are doing is giving it back to him. And Krishna always protects his devotees. The problem is, we want too much that is not necessary, and we are saying Krishna is not giving to us. You look at the brahmacharis, look at these guys, you know. They get better prasadam than us every day, you know. Right? They get clothes to wear, they get nice friends, you know, they get invited to people's place, they get nice association, they chant, they dance, they come and listen to a little bit of, philosophy. Isn't this right? We see it ourselves, but what we're trying to do is, we want more. And we are talking about 50%. This is meant for the grastas. They're supposed to give 50%. And we're saying it's too much. What do the brahmacharis do? What do the sannyasis do? They're given 100%. Isn't that right? They're given everything. So that money that we are supposed to give is for our own purification. Krishna doesn't need anything, as I was talking about. Millions of Lakshmis are worshipping him. Lakshmi means opulence. He has all the opulence. Why does he need anything? It is for our benefit. You know, your father gives you something. As a child, you give something in return to please the father. That's it. It is for your own benefit. So when we give something that Krishna has given back to him, it pleases him. And whatever we do, our goal should be, whatever we do in our life, it should be to please Krishna. Simple as that. So have that mentality, keep thinking, you know, whatever comes in, Krishna is given. So keep thanking Krishna. And if you have that mentality, if you can train your mind, everything is coming from Krishna, then when you use it in Krishna service, you don't. You know, you go and buy, when you look at it, oh, this is nice vegetables, or nice mangoes, you know, or that one is cheap, you know, then you don't buy the cheap, you buy the best one for Krishna. It doesn't mean you just give money, you know. What it means is 50% of whatever you have used in Krishna's service. And the more you give, the more you get. This is the trick, you know. This has been proven. The more you give, the more you get. If you understand this philosophy, and then you understand everything is coming Krishna, then you can give him more. That's why grastas are supposed to give charity. That's one of their duties. Brahmacharis do austerities. You know, sannyasis give everything, mind, body and words, you know, everything. Thik? Any other comments? Any other questions?